What's with all this commotion? I haven't been able to sleep all night.
This is a very special night.
Yeah, well, I'm hungry. Is that kid going to be in the manger long?
That's not just any kid. That's the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Are you pulling my tail?
Hey, he's the King of Kings.
A king would be born in a palace, not in my manger. I'm hungry.
You're always thinking about food.
I'm a cow. It's what I do.
Well, you keep eating like that all the time and you'll be a steak. You should show more reverence for this child.
What are you thinking? People are going to worship this kid? Like songs are going to be sung about him? Or the best-selling book in history will be written about him? And what, thousands of years from now, people's lives will be changed because of this baby? You think people are going to base their whole calendar system on this baby's birth right here in our stable tonight?
It could happen.
Teenage girl, a Nazarite, who loves Yahweh and does what's right, is visited by an angel. She's terrified, mystified, till he clarifies that he's here to prophesy, and says, "Fear not, you who are highly favored of God, the Lord is with you." Still Mary was greatly troubled by his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be, and he said, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will be with child and will give birth to a son, and you are to call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High." Mary replied, "How can these things be since I have not yet been with a man?" The angel answered and said, "The Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who is said to be barren is in her 6th month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the